Hi, looking back on March 11, the anniversary of the release of the first Ken doll in 1961. Did you know his full name is Kenneth Carson?
And then it happened. She met Ken, and somehow she knew that she and Ken would be going together. So now Mattel brings you Ken, Barbie's boyfriend.
Mikhail Gorbachev became the leader of the USSR following the death of Konstantin Chernenko in 1985.
A 54-year-old has taken over, someone who, theoretically at least, will be around for a generation. Get used to the name, Mikhail Gorbachev.
And Paul McCartney was knighted on this day in 1997.
Proud to be British, wonderful day, and it's a long way from a little terrace in Liverpool.
To the birthdays, Rupert Murdoch tops the list on his 88th birthday. The largest newspaper publisher in the world says they still have a place in modern life.
Well, we have a lot of experience in producing newspapers and a lot of feeling about where they fit in the society, and you know, different papers in different ways. They do undoubtedly still carry a lot of influence.
One of the most famous one-hit wonders of all time, Bobby McFerrin, is 69 today.
Don't worry, be happy.
Former AFL footballer and lamb lover, Sam Kekovich, is also 69.
A balanced Australia Day diet should consist of a few nice juicy lamb chops and beer. And perhaps a bit of pavlova for those with a sweet tooth.
Remember Simone Buchanan? The star of Hey Dad turns 51.
Gina was really upset. I'm surprised at you, Nige. I didn't think you could be that cruel.
Debbie, it was a mistake.
Tell him I'm not speaking to him.
And happy 40th to the Madden twins, Joel and Benji. They're back with their band Good Charlotte and released a new album late last year. Some of the people celebrating on March 11.